Oh, the synthesizer brings you back, doesn't it? Those were the days, my friend. We thought they'd never end. Oh, that's kind of a generation before that. Different song. Or three or five. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I start singing songs, my mom used to sing, yeah, it could be a dated reference. 7:23 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's that time. Time for What's Bugging You? Call in, air it out, get it off your chest, feel better. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. Call now. 877-975-9825. Julia, what's bugging you?
Hi, Bob. The morning after Trump gave his speech about Chinese interference in the elections, I called your show and I said I was watching Fox and Friends at 6 in the morning and there was nothing mentioned about it. Well, now it's all over YouTube and it's all over X that the reason Maria Bartiromo got fired had nothing to do with the press secretary job. She wanted to do an whole story on the Chinese interference, and it came down from the higher ups of Fox that it was to be squashed. And she shared that memo with the White House, and that's why she hasn't been on the air since August 9th.
Well, I had heard that, but because it is so difficult in this atmosphere to get the truth, I question whether that was true or not. And the source on that particular part of it seemed to be left of center politically. So I had my doubts. But to hear it from you, who clearly pays attention, that adds quite a bit of weight in my mind. And maybe I jumped the gun just being hopeful that Maria was going to be on the team. And both could be true, by the way. Yes. Both could be true.
Absolutely.
All right. Good morning, Wayne. What's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I called in a couple weeks ago, and I said something about the DSA candidates, that if they took an oath, if they won office and took an oath, that they should be arrested on the spot. The great one, Mark Levin, yesterday called it out. It is the sixth article of the Constitution, third paragraph, I think it is, about the oath. He said if they raise their hand and take the oath after they've already stated their platform to tear apart the Constitution, they are breaking the law. It is treason for you, for your representatives out there that are listening. What are you going to do about this? Arrest them if they take the oath. They are lying. It's treason. You gentlemen have a good day.
You do too. Yeah. The DOJ should immediately take at least some kind of action.
Uh-huh.
And this is something that probably should go all the way to the Supreme Court.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Is this congruent with today's Constitution or completely adverse to it?
Right.
And if it is adverse, why isn't that considered a type of treason? Mark, good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is I just received my Suwannee Valley Electric Cooperative electric bill. And for 2 years plus running, there's Hurricane Idalia cost recovery charge, about 1 penny per kilowatt hour. And I'm all just like, just because you guys mismanage your finances doesn't mean you pin me with a little tip every month. I mean, what? Is this going to go on forever? Jeez.
Yeah, that's what they did. They have a 30-year plan. No, I don't know for sure.
Sounds good, then.
But, yeah. Pam, good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. Parking lots. So I went to Walmart by Highway Patrol yesterday to get some last-minute things for my trip. I had to stop because there was a truck going down the wrong way. And, you know, okay, oh, I'm going down the wrong way. I'm going to pull into a parking space. And he pulls into the parking space, you know, just kind of does that little U-turn thing. I pull into mine, and all of a sudden I look over, and there's a car alarm is going across, like, across the way. And there's this young four or five-year-old hanging outside the window, jumping around the seats, just goofing off. And mother's nowhere to be found. She's in the grocery store.
Wow.
I'm getting ready to leave, and the mother had pulled in, got into her car. She almost rear-ended me because I'm waiting for a bicycle to go by. And she goes, and I go, what in the heck? And she goes, yeah, do you have a problem? I said, yeah. But the truck, he pulled into that that parking space. The car that was next to him was never going to be able to get out because his tail end was blocking that car. So just parking lots.
Yeah, the Walmart and Stark, you can go both ways On one side, you park that way.
Right.
In other words, they designed it that way. That's probably not allowed in Gainesville. That's
well,
why.
Well, and then when they even do, like she's talking, they do the U-turn to
I
go
see,
the opposite.
To go to the other parking spot.
So now
spot.
Your angle is not right, and you're kind of blocking the car you've just pulled
Next
in
time
beside.
A lady gets tough with you, you say, hey, don't get your pajamas in a wad. Kay, what's bugging you?
197 mosques in Florida. We also have more missing children and young women than any other state in the union. That is bugging me. Thank you, Bob.
No, thanks for reminding us. All Jen, right. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hi. Good morning. What's bugging me? Quick, two things. Number one, the Girl Scouts are taking their girls to mosques, so that's really bugging me. But the reason for my call is about the murder, the mother who killed her kids in Massachusetts. We have to not lose sight of the fact that she was a nurse and the best person. She also had helpers, nannies. So, I mean, if she can't pull it off with all that, I don't know who can. That's what's bugging me. Have a good day.
Hey, great stuff all the way around. Great calls. Thanks for contributing to What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. It is 7:28. Coming up at 8:05, former Gator and attorney Bill Allen is going to join us. The Gators are kicking off their season tomorrow night, 6:45 in the 7:45 in the swamp. Go Gators. 97.3 The Sky.